There were about 130-plus black regiments during the Civil War, 180,000 black men total fighting in the war. So different experiences, different places. I focus, of course, on Michigan's colored regiment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We only had one, the end of the Underground Railroad. And talking about the different things, I'd say that Michigan wanted to show off its regiment. We're here in Jackson, which makes that unique because the governor was here, Governor Austin Blair, and he was a large abolitionist. So him, along with the editor of the Detroit Advertiser and Tribune, the Republican abolitionist paper in Detroit, wanted to show that they made good soldiers, wanted to prove the doubters wrong. And
right.
They said, you know, black men could never make good soldiers. They're just going to run, drop the weapons. Don't bother wasting your time to supply the colored soldiers, these people would say. And they said, well, we're going to show you else. You know, they weren't totally fighting to preserve the Union, right? So for a lot of these men, it was to go back to free those still left in bondage. And that blows my mind to think about if I was born into a prison and finally got my chance of getting out. In some cases, only 3 months that these guys were free, and then or even 24 hours they were free, and then joined the regiment and just said, you know, I'm not going to party now, right? I'm going to go and I'm going to fight and join the Union Army, which is just so especially unique with this regiment being the end of the Underground Railroad.